Good morning, everybody. It is 8:49 here in Russellville, actually, Alabama. And we've just left the Best Western. Yesterday was incredibly busy. Great media output and exposure in terms of NBC, ABC, a whole different raft of different services, including BBC One and Radio 4, Radio 5 back home. The Twitterverse has been abuzz with people shocked to see it on BBC America and sort of what am I doing in Phil Campbell. I'm also sitting with Phil Campbell, the organiser. We're heading back down to Phil Campbell, Alabama, which is about 15, 20 minutes away. Yesterday was amazing, right?
Absolutely. It was satisfying, too, because we actually did some manual labour, some cleanup work. I didn't feel like we were just, you know, preening before the press.
Yeah, yeah. Which was what it was the day before, really. I mean, I think it's because we had a small complement of Phil's there as well. That was the issue more than anything.
And organizationally, we just weren't set up to do any cleanup with fewer fills. Yesterday, as opposed to the day before, a big Phil from Wisconsin pulled out his power saws, and suddenly we were cutting off large blocks of wood to carry to the. I thought we were gonna just raking some dirt, but it became much bigger than that.
And what came out of that I noticed from at least four or five people, and I think it changed the dynamics of. For me, of the hoedown, because people were coming up and shaking your hand, and they knew you'd done a hard day's work. They knew that collectively a group of people had got together, and we'd literally cleared all of the wood, which is big chunking pieces of wood from around the pool area, because all around where the pool is, they've got like a little Phil Campbell pool area at the top of the just around the edge of the town, I guess. And twisted metal, you know, you wouldn't believe how devastated that particular area around that was. So we've cleared all that up. Last night went down to the hoedown, had people come up, shake your hand, saying, you know, don't know if you know what you've done, and you know you've done a great job. And some people didn't know that we've been tidying up there, so I sort of pointed them in that direction. Today is the parade, and the parade consists of a lot of cars, a lot of trucks. It also consists of 19, I believe, is the total of Phil Campbell's in that parade as well. And it's going to be a good day. If it's anything like yesterday, you know, people have been really welcoming, really friendly. And I don't know what the figures are looking like. Have we had any movement on that? Any news?
We had one Phil Campbell from London area. I'm not exactly sure where, but gave $1,000. Said he couldn't come, so he's given $1,000.
Nice.
We are about $1,000 away from our goal for the one Habitat house.
Right.
I'm hoping we have, again, outstanding requests for money that we can't get to this week. But that total is like $70,000. That if half of that comes through, we have a second house.
Right. And tell me a little bit, or at least tell people a little bit about the Habitat for Humanity. They're trying to get another office in Phil Campbell, right? Or is that the sort of leaning towards?
The problem with one of the biggest problems is just infrastructure for the town and just the tools they need to rebuild. And one of those, for example, would be Habitat for Humanity, the fact that they lack a branch in Franklin County where Phil Campbell is located. So it would be a really big thing for us to be able to help establish that in Phil Campbell, in Franklin County. Some of these other counties that were also hit by tornadoes, those Habitat branches are up and running and getting houses built.
Right, and I sort of heard the numbers yesterday that, you know, there's four or five houses in one location, so they're obviously doing a lot more in those areas than we can be doing here at the moment. And hopefully our sort of media push and the money that's coming in can help it towards that. Don't forget to go to the website. If you listen to this on Audioboo or you're hearing this on the featured page on the front of audioboo.fm, go to imwithphil.com, click on donate. We have two sites, BB Now and CrowdRise. The first one is for PayPal only, the second one for any credit card. And give us what you can. Cheers.